plea to reopen schools from the mom who's an infectious disease scientist. I'm Dick Iuliano.
Why Montgomery County police and schools are being sued by the mother of a five-year-old. I'm John Doman.
Teenager shot and killed tonight. Prince George's County police are investigating. It's 10 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Lisa Mateo. It's a major problem of supply and demand as officials across the country ask for more coronavirus vaccines. CBS's Dr. John LaPoo.
I spoke to Andrew Rubin, who's a senior administrator at NYU Langone Health, where I'm a professor of medicine. And he said right now they're giving about 1,000 shots a day, but that they could ramp up to 7,000 shots a day. They just don't have enough supply.
Two infectious disease experts who worked under the Trump administration are speaking out. More from CBS's Skylar Henry.
Dr. Deborah Birx, the former coordinator of President Trump's coronavirus task force, tells Face the Nation the Trump administration's rhetoric was a problem.
Communication is absolutely key. And so every time a statement was made by a political leader that wasn't consistent with public health needs, that derailed our response.
Dr. Anthony Fauci agreed.
It was having to always be wondering whether or not it would please the president or not, or please certain senior staff members. And that's not the right thing to do.
The New York Times is reporting Donald Trump conspired with a Justice Department lawyer to replace the acting attorney general, Loyola Law Professor Jessica Levinson.
This is another example of President Trump trying to use the Department of Justice like his personal law firm. This is another example of President Trump thinking he can use the levers of power, in this case, the Department of Justice, to try and advance his political goals.
Larry King has died. In an interview, the broadcast legend talked about how he wanted to be remembered.
As a broadcaster who has perhaps interviewed more people than anyone in history, from kings and queens to presidents, movie stars to legendary athletes, writers to Nobel Prize winners, saints to sinners, I've talked to them all. I am grateful to the listeners who kept me going all these years. And I hope that 50 years from now, when people talk about Larry King, they'll say he did a hell of an interview.
King was 87. Michael Harrison of Talkers Magazine.
We've lost one of the greatest broadcasting presences of the first century of radio and television history, as well as the one of the quirkiest and most colorful individuals to ever sit behind a microphone.
Screenwriter Walter Bernstein has passed away. His Oscar-nominated script for The Front drew upon his years of being unable to work under his own name after being placed on Hollywood's anti-communist blacklist.
I'm not a writer.
Don't be a defeatist.
Other guys wrote those scripts, not me. I put my name on them. They were blacklisted. I was helping them out. It's my name and their scripts.
Bernstein's wife said he died from pneumonia. He was 101. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed immediately delivers quality candidates from our resume database when you upgrade your job post. Get started at Indeed.com/credit.
It's 10:03 on this Saturday, January 23rd, 2021, 27 degrees. We're going down to the teens and low 20s tonight. Good evening, I'm Sarah Jacobs, and here are the top local stories we're following this hour. The January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol brought law enforcement and military personnel from all over to help protect the building. And now we're learning many of those who responded are coming down with COVID-19.
So far, 38 U.S. Capitol police officers and 150 members of the National Guard have tested positive for COVID-19 since responding to the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol. The chairman of the union that represents Capitol Police says cases have spiked since the attack. That's according to CBS News. And out of the more than 25,000 National Guard troops that arrived in D.C. since then, many of them staying in close quarters inside the U.S. Capitol, more than half will be heading home in the coming days. So far, 120 suspects involved in the riot have been caught and are facing federal charges as the FBI continues their search. Melissa Howell, WTOP News.
A 20-year-old D.C. man is among several more people facing federal charges in connection to the rioting at the Capitol. The U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C. says Emmanuel Jackson was caught on video repeatedly punching a U.S. Capitol police officer while trying to enter the building on January 6th. He's later seen striking a group of Capitol and D.C. police officers with a metal baseball bat. Now, because of the pandemic, many kids have not been in school since last March, at least not inside the building. A Montgomery County parent and infectious disease...
Jerice Melkinson, with children in kindergarten, first, third, and fourth grades, has been fighting to get the schools reopened.
If we thought that there was an actual risk, we would not be fighting this hard. But the science is saying that the spread in school is minimal.
Dr. Smelkinson acknowledges the fear after more than 400,000 Americans have died of COVID. But she says schools that stick to safety protocols don't stoke community transmission.
Masking, distancing, hand hygiene, those kinds of things. We do need to open our schools, but also have strong protocols in place.
Montgomery County says it's assessing state guidance after Governor Hogan urged school systems to offer at least some remote learning by March 1st. Dick Uliano, WTOP News.
The family of a 5-year-old Silver Spring boy is suing the Montgomery County Police Department and the school system.
Shanta Grant says last January her son was able to walk away from East Silver Spring Elementary without being noticed. She says when police finally found the boy, they were abusive, loud, and traumatizing to a 5-year-old.
If the allegations are true, this is reprehensible behavior, and it's a failure of the system at multiple levels.
Montgomery County Councilman Will Juwando.
Not only the failure to protect and serve this, again, 5-year-old child, this little boy, but also what happened at the school.
Lawyers for the mom tell Bethesda Beat the allegations were all based off of body cam footage. Neither police nor the school system is commenting because of the ongoing litigation. John Dome in WTOP News.
Health plans that are offered through Virginia's Health Insurance Exchange are banned from providing abortion coverage. But that's a ban that would be lifted under a bill just passed by Virginia's state Senate.
Abortion is the only legal medical procedure that is banned under the health exchange here.
Virginia Democratic Senator Jennifer McClellan saying the bill would end unnecessary restrictions on reproductive health care options. But opponents like Republican Senator Steve Newman express concern that federal subsidies that help cover the cost of plans could, in some cases, go to abortion services.
There are some of us that believe that on this very controversial item, that no tax money should be used in this way.
The bill passed in the Senate almost entirely along party lines. It now heads to the House. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
A little snow and ice in the forecast for some of us. Details in traffic and weather next on WTOP. It's 10:07.
We made USAA insurance for veterans like Liz and Mike, an Army family who's always at the ready. So when Liz's ultrasound showed twins...
Hold on, two babies?
They didn't panic. They acted fast and got a bigger car for their soon-to-be bigger family. After shopping around for auto insurance, they knew USAA was the way to go. Our agents quickly understood their needs and made it simple to get coverage on their new car. They even found Liz and Mike some savings to keep it all within budget.
That was the easy part.
USAA insurance has made the way Liz...
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.